I know a lot of you get very sensitive about self-worth and self-esteem, and sometimes it's not even something you like to talk about, which is why I like to provide these private videos and private audios and private print reminders. Let me suggest something that is private that I found to be tremendously helpful, and that's journaling. Don't keep a journal forever. I'm not talking about an endless diary, and I'm not talking about people who actually have volumes of books that they keep on the shelf, handwritten, meticulously indexed, and I don't know if they ever read them again. I'm talking about perhaps 1 to 2 weeks. And 1 to 2 weeks of journaling means that you take time about 3 or 4 times a day, and you write down your thoughts. You're not being a lawyer here, recording every 6 minutes of billable time, bless their hearts. I'm talking about keeping some kind of convenient book. You can do it electronically. It's somewhat easier to do mechanically because it's easier to write in certain places and faster to do it, but suit yourself. I'm talking about some kind of notepad or book or booklet where you can write your thoughts 3 or 4 times a day about what's happened. I would suggest a good time to do this is mid-morning, mid-afternoon, early evening, and then just before you go to bed. And these things could be a paragraph or they could be 2 pages. And don't worry about anyone else reading this. Don't worry about syntax. Don't worry about capitalization. Don't worry about grammar. Just worry about recording your thoughts for what's happening that day. I think about a week is good. 2 weeks at the outside would do it. And you'll find, because after that, you'll get diminishing returns once you see the patterns. And take a look at these patterns. See if they're optimistic or pessimistic. See if they reflect someone who feels that they are in control of their lives or they are subservient to the control of others, to the fates, to what happens around them. See if these thoughts at the time are insightful. And you're looking for the poetry of life. You're looking for meaning. You're looking for art. You're looking for even existential understanding. Or are they just recording events that pass by you? Are you a participant or an observer? What is it about that day's events? What is it about the day's experiences that now appear in retrospect to be interesting or not interesting? Why were they interesting at the time? So journaling will tell you a great deal about how much you are participating and interacting with people and the world around you, and the influence you believe you're exerting, and the influences you believe are being exerted on you. And in reviewing these, you can plan to take a more active role, a more powerful role, a more assertive role, a role that's more in keeping with high self-esteem and high self-worth and your own fulfillment.